From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Nigerian soldiers have thwarted an attack by suspected Boko Haram militants on the city of Maiduguri on Monday, sending panicked residents fleeing for their lives. Army officials gave no details on what happened, but one local militia leader said that the militants used the cover of a civilian convoy to approach a military checkpoint and started firing. Reinforcements from inside Maiduguri rushed to the scene, driving off the would-be terrorists. Boko Haram's 8-year insurgency has killed 20,000 people and displaced 2.6 million more in Nigeria. A home belonging to Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila has been burned down, and a policeman was killed in the incident. Kabila was not at the property during the attack. It is not immediately known who was responsible. Congo is embroiled in a political crisis linked to Kabila's refusal to step down as president when his mandate expired 1 year ago. Russia and China have each signaled on Monday a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. Jim Bertel has more.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media Monday that no one wants to see war on the Korean Peninsula, and he hopes the United States is not planning a military approach to resolving the situation. In China, a foreign ministry spokeswoman said all countries should exercise restraint. The sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously Friday puts more limits on imports that support North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
From Washington, this is VOA. Peruvian police firing tear gas on Monday to disperse protesters marching against President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski's decision to grant a medical pardon to jailed former strongman Alberto Fujimori. Fujimori was serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses, corruption, and the sanctioning of death squads. Many of Kuczynski's opponents believe that he pardoned Fujimori in exchange for not being impeached. Just one day after Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny declared that he had collected the required number of endorsements nationwide to become a presidential candidate, he is calling for a boycott of that election after election officials barred him from running.
If we do not recognize this election, we naturally do not recognize the results, and we do not recognize the authority who will stay in their offices after the election, as they stole these offices and stole their posts.
Russia's Central Election Commission voted on Monday to bar Navalny from running in the March 2018 election because of his conviction on criminal charges. Navalny and his followers maintain that those charges were politically motivated. Also in Russia, a bus plowed into a Moscow subway entrance, leaving at least 4 people dead and 15 injured. The cause of the incident is still under investigation. China has sentenced a prominent rights activist to 8 years in jail for subversion on Tuesday, his lawyer said. It's the harshest sentence to be passed down so far in a government crackdown on activism that began more than 2 years ago. Wu Gan, a blogger better known by his online name of Super Vulgar Butcher, has regularly championed cases of government abuses of power both online and in street protests. He was detained in May of 2015, later charged with subversion. Afghan officials say a suicide blast early Monday in Kabul killed 2 intelligence officers and 4 civilians while injuring 2 other people. The bombing occurred near a security checkpost on a busy road in the capital. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the bomber apparently wanted to target Afghan security forces, but instead hit a civilian car. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the blast. Pope Francis has used his traditional Christmas message to call for a negotiated 2-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to help bring peace to the Middle East. It's the second time that the Pope spoke about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict since U.S. President Donald Trump's decision earlier this month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.